Welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with The Trenches by Pop Evil. It's Turncoat Tuesday. It's the ninth day of May, 2023. It's 12:04 Pacific time. And I'm your host, Henry Shivery. This is a live call-in program. Listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 667-770-1530. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 667-770-1530. Then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you're going to have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. Currently 47 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 58 degrees today for the Klamath Basin and a low of 33, and still partially cloudy, you know, little whips of rain, ice, snow. What do you expect? I guess that's what spring is now. That being said, let's see what we're going to look at here. Recall test on COVID test. A recall that never worked anyway. Chelsea Clinton up there fucking jabbering her ugly, 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 ugly fucking face about her faggy fucking friends. Let's see. Downtown San Francisco becomes a ghost town as major retailers flee by M. This is by Mish, I guess is what it is. Retailers abandoned downtown San Francisco in droves. Nordstrom is the latest signaling the death of the area. We'll go continue. And I don't like the way this looks. This is just fucking bullshit. Gotta do that. It's been noisy around here the last couple of days. The remarkable video showing the fucking 700,000 to a million invaders getting ready to cross our fucking border. No, they're immigrants. All right. Mexico-based cartels gearing up to flood Americans with up to 1 million illegal aliens after Biden opens the border by dropping Title 42 by J.D. Hayes. One of then President Donald Trump's most effective policies to secure the U.S. I don't want to hear about any fucking securities. They pumped him in. They did it through the railroad stations, but you couldn't see it. He's just a sneakier motherfucking scumbag. One of the then President Donald Trump's most effective policies to secure the U.S. border, Mexico border, other than the construction of the border wall, was Title 42, a health emergency policy, but put in place during the COVID-19 that didn't exist. COVID-19 never existed. He was the father of the fucking super virus. I mean, the fucking warp speed. Don't even test it on a rat. Shove it in those fucking Americans' arms. That was him, you Trump-tards. There is no such thing as COVID-19. There is no such thing as COVID-19. COVID-19 does not exist. And there was no fucking pandemic that authorized the immediate return of most migrants back to Mexico. Oh, come on, you son of a bitch.
Hey, Henry.
Yes, sir.
Yesterday on the stupid box, I seen a line of people coming in and across the border. No children, no women.
Nope.
All fighting age men.
You're goddamn right, because there's fixing to be a fight. I mean, I hope so. I hope that we have some fighting age men that'll fucking fight. I know we do. I mean, it's goddamn it, man. Is this? Are you going to allow a million people to cross this goddamn border? You're going to feel it, boy. I'm telling you right now, you're going to feel it. Everybody, all of you out there, you're going to feel this son of a bitch. A million people is a lot of fucking people. They can gather a million. How come you can't? How come you can't gather 20 million and go down there and kick their fucking ass out of here? Why? Because you have no initiative.
Can't even get 20.
Hell no. It's disgusting.
Hey, Henry.
Hey, yes, go ahead.
Hey, I got some for you. Check this out, my friend. He gave me a roll from a school, right? And if you look on that roll, man, can I send it to you? You think you can post it?
Send it to me. Yeah, I can post it.
Man, if I seen this roll, when I tell you that they have the schools, and I mean, there are no, like, American last names on this roll, no Smith, no Johnsons, no anything. When I tell you it's all like South America and Middle Eastern names here in the middle of America in Oklahoma, when I tell you they have the future, they do, Henry. They do. I have two roles that he gave me. He said, man, look at this, man. He said, man, the future. He said, you going to these schools now? He said, they are more Hispanic than people from. He said, they even have classes, Henry, where the kids don't even speak English. They have to bring in a teacher that speaks Spanish.
Of course. I mean, this is called recolonization. The Romans knew that when an army came, if just men came, they came for booty. They came to, you know, to get gold and silver and capture shit. But if they brought their families with them, they were coming to fucking take the goddamn place over. And that's what's exactly happened here. You know, along with the child, the trafficking, the fucking human trafficking. Oh, my God. I could go on and on and on. But, yeah, they're here. And if there's only one way we fucking win this, guys. And that's to fucking step up and be goddamn men and stop it. We have to stop this. If we don't, your children will fucking speak a foreign language. They will bow and kowtow to a goddamn Chinese overlord. You want what I tell you. If you want it to happen, just keep fucking sitting on your ass. That's all I can tell you. Ever since Biden installed the was installed in the White House, see, they keep trying to go back to this left and right thing. And like, you think about how they had us smothered in the fucking queer LGBT XYZ fucking shit, and we come back and we fucking hit them with, you know what, they're fucking criminals. How has Hunter Biden been arrested yet? Has Joe Biden been arrested yet for the crimes that were reported by that fucking whistleblower that they wanted to destroy? Have they been arrested? Have they even been questioned? Hell no. This is all here is to distract. Well, except you can't ignore 700,000 to a million motherfuckers coming across your border. That's invasion. You can't figure that out. You're goddamn stupid. And the bottom line is, if we don't send the 20 million down there to fucking run their ass back across the border, what the fuck are we doing here? Getting ready to hand our country over to a bunch of third world motherfuckers that are going to whip our ass? Really? Oh, because we all got our own interests and stuff, you see. We can't just get together on that one goddamn document that is the law of this fucking land that gives us the fucking right. The right by jurisdictional authority to eject these motherfuckers to defend this goddamn country. We are the only defenders of this country. For us. They were thwarted by constitutionalist Trump. See, this left-right stupid fucking shit is not stopping. These are the motherfuckers that will lose this country for us, because they can't just get on the same fucking page, shove their party politics up their fucking party ass. You're supposed to be a goddamn individual. Can you think for yourself? Are you capable? Can you wipe your own ass? Party politics was not supposed to be this country. Individual free sovereignty was. Is. constitutionalist Trump, my fucking ass. You want to constitutionalist, huh? Let's listen to the fucking constitutionalist Trump. Let's just go right down the goddamn line.
This scourge of anti-Semitism cannot be ignored, cannot be tolerated, and it cannot be allowed to continue. We can't allow it to continue.
That's your first article, right? That's your first article, right? Put you in jail for 5 years for calling a fucking Hebe, a fucking Khazarian Jew motherfucker, a Khazarian Jew motherfucker.
Jewish brothers and sisters to defeat anti-Semitism.
Fuck you, King of the Jews. This is who you're backing. This is your constitutionalist. King of the fucking foreign fucking country, people.
The Jews have endured terrible persecution,
huh?
And you know that. We've all read it. We've studied it. They've gone through a lot.
They should kill us if we say anything about his masters. This is your fucking boy here. This is your constitutionalist, you son of a bitch. Your constitution has nothing to do with my Bill of Rights. You motherfuckers, your collectivism has nothing to do with my individual free, sovereign, national freedom, you bastards. I'll give you the death penalty, you motherfucking traitor. This is your constitutionalist, buddy. You, what is your constitution? You even fucking know? Have you even read, you son of a bitch? Do you know it never fucking existed?
Very strongly, never again.
There will be no amnesty. There will be no amnesty. There will be no amnesty.
There he is. I guess that goddamn Bill of Rights don't have nothing to do with that fraudulent fucking constitution, does it?
Will be this. You cannot obtain legal status or become a citizen of the United States by illegally entering our country. Our message to the world will be this. You cannot obtain legal status or become a citizen of the United States by illegally entering our country. Our message to the world will be this. My first hour in office, those people are gone.
Are they gone? Did your constitutionalists get rid of those son of a bitches? Or did he bring them in? Did he fucking put them under his shoulder? Did he shelter them? Did he help them? Did he fucking betray you? Did he lie to you? Constitutionalists. Yeah, a fucking constitution that is a goddamn fraud that never was a fucking constitution. You betcha.
And he filled up the swamp.
Goddamn right he did.
To protect
constitutional
Second Amendment, and we will.
It ain't a Second Amendment, you piece of shit.
Take the firearms first and then go to court, because that's another system. Because a lot of times,
yeah, that's another system. It's called totalitarianism. It's called goddamn communism. It's called fascism. That's what it is, Mr. Constitutionalist. Is that what your fucking constitution is, Trump tard?
He had a lot of firearms. They saw everything. To go to court would have taken a long time. So you could do exactly what you're saying, but take the guns first, go through due process second.
So anyway, that takes care of this fucking idiot here. Hey, you Trump-tard son of a bitch. I bet you got INC behind the fucking name of your goddamn site, don't you? You son of a bitch. That's why you get to be on. You making money? You making good money cutting our fucking throats, you cocksucker? You will be buried with the rest of the fucking traitors. Constitutionalist Trump, my fucking ass. And then GOP Senate majority put on federal the federal bench. There is no federal bench. They have no fucking say in our fucking law or our autonomy. And there never has been, Trump-tard. You retarded son of a bitch. Well, you know, I hear from people, well, my check was bigger and stuff before when Trump was on there. He built the hugest fucking arsenal that you could fucking imagine. Because remember, we didn't have enough goddamn bombs. We could only destroy the world three times. Fucking, we didn't have enough. We couldn't do it. So he stockpiled. Well, how much could that have given you? Just because they give you a bigger scrap from the fucking table, you'll lick their fucking feet. And now all that shit's been shipped to Ukraine, and it's being sold on the black market. And the fucking, I guarantee you, Trumpy's getting his fucking bucks too, you stupid ass son of a bitches. But eventually, Biden handlers found a way to legally end policy and its slated to go away in just a few short days. When it does, the cartels, now listen, who's running your goddamn country? Listen, who's running your fucking border? Because you ain't down there fucking doing it. When it does, the cartels in Mexico will unleash a flood of nearly 1 million migrants in a wave never before seen in the history of our country. And Biden could thwart that by keeping the... No, we could thwart. Fuck Biden. Fuck all these fucking party politics, motherfucking corporate pieces of shit. They have no authority in this country. They have no authority over us. They have no authority over our fucking lands. They're fucking doing this to fucking destroy us, to get the goddamn slaves in here. Because that's what Biden and that's what Trump, who are the same son of a bitch, want. And Biden could thwart that by keeping the policy in place. But his handlers, His handlers won't let him because they need the cheap labor. You're one of them, son of a bitch, for their corporate donors and investment vehicles. I just got off the phone with a county supervisor from my state. Sits right on the border, which sits on, seems to be a witch there. They just had a briefing with the senators, with the sector chiefs from the San Diego through Yuma to Tucson, and they are told that they're between 700,000 and a million people massing south of the border. That's a fucking invasion. Do they bring in the army to fucking stop it? Hell no. Because you know the only army there is in this goddamn country is the unregulated militia, the fucking people. We stop this shit now or we're forever hold your peace and forever get ready to want your fucking children be raped. See everything that you fucking believed that belonged to you taken from your ass, taken from you and given to a fucking foreigner. Get ready for it. A million people massing south of the border that when the Title 42 goes away, the cartels have planned to overwhelm. See, they're down there fucking planning on shit. Hey, you want to come get my fucking gun? Is that what you're up to, you son of a bitches? See, that's what you're not going to hear. They're giving you this shit here. They want to take your fucking guns while you're being invaded. You talk about infiltration. By fucking a goddamn mafia, international corporate mafia, I think that's pretty much infiltrated. Overwhelm the system, Representative Andy Biggs, Republican Arizona, said during an appearance on the Steve Bannon's War Room earlier this week, according to American Military News. Biggs said Customs and Border Protection does not have enough resources or personnel to keep them in detention and processing facilities. Kick their fucking ass. They got no right to come here. We the people say fucking no. We the American nationals who own this fucking country say no.
Hey, Henry.
Yes, sir.
Hey, if you and I try to go down there and try to stop that, I bet they'll have something for us to go, won't they?
Oh, you goddamn right. They'd bring the army in to shoot at us. Our own fucking, it ain't ours. It's a NATO army. It fucking belongs to the New World fucking Order, and we pay for it. We pay to have our own fucking throats cut. We'll pay for the gun and the bullet to kill us. That's how goddamn stupid our people have become. When those facilities get full, they're going to just take pictures. They're not even going to do full-on processing. They're going to take pictures. If we're lucky, fingerprints. But probably not even that, Biggs warned. And then they're going to release them right into the local communities along the border, which is the point, of course. It will be unlike anything we've ever seen, Biggs said. Yeah, if you just fucking let it happen, it will. They're going to let it happen, guys. All you people listening to me who would fucking fight, they're going to let it happen. Because we can't get together on that one fucking page. It was built for this. This is what they put it there for. To save our fucking asses in the 11th hour. And we can't get together on it because there's too many fucking mammon-worshipping motherfuckers out there who do not want this shit to end. Who think they're going to end up fucking on top. Who think they can get through this shit. You just wait and see what's going to happen to you and your children, you son of a bitch and stupid pricks. During a congressional hearing in March, U.S. Border Patrol Chief Raul Ortez, that's an old Irish name, ain't it, testified that his agency does not have operational control over the nation's border following months of a record surge in illegal immigration. That means he's being invaded, right? If you don't have control of your border and people are pouring over it, that's invasion. When Representative Mark Green, Republican Tennessee, asked Ortez if the Department of Homeland Security had operational control of our entire border, Ortez replied with a straightforward, no, sir. So they don't, the people you have hired to secure our fucking sovereignty, they tell you right now this, well, he was probably, he came in on the, you know, 2 years ago as a fucking illegal. Now he's the head of this fucking agency. No, sir. No, senor. We know we have control. Yeah, you do have control of the border. You're bringing the motherfuckers in, you son of a bitches, and there ain't nobody out there to going to fucking stop you, are they? Ortez's statement contradicted that of Homeland Security Alejandro Mayorkas, who claimed during, see, why are all these names Mexicans, the names of invaders? I mean, the people of invaders, the fucking, we're being invaded. And the people that are there to stop the invasion are all Alejandro Mayorkas. Now he's there to stop his fucking brethren from fucking coming across our fucking borders and taking everything that fucking belongs to us, killing our fucking children, raping our fucking children. You betcha. Claimed during a hearing in April that we do have operational control over the entire U.S. border. You fucking phony ass. The first place, 150 miles of the fucking borderland across this country is controlled by the United Nations. That's why the drug cartels are controlling it, because that's who they work for, is the United Nations. The fucking, just like the Indians burning up and down the frontier during the hijacked fucking uprising of the people back in 1775. However, both Ortez and Mayorkas were shown the U.S. government's technical definition of operation. They had to be showed a definition of operational control, which specifies that means the prevention of all unlawful entries into the United States. Well, I guess you can't claim that now, can you? American Military News added, Title 42 refers to Title 42 of the U.S. Code, which ain't nothing more than fucking a corporate policy. Corporate policy is all in the fuck they're doing this through. It is not law. Our law says they can't do it. They're corporate fucking policies. This is Roman civil law. This is private fucking law being enforced as public law. And it's our fucking duty to fucking smack it down, to stomp it in the fucking ground, which confers the U.S. government with certain authorities in the name of public health, social welfare. No, 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 no. There is no such thing. I've read my fucking, I know who I am and I know my autonomy. Welfare, fuck you. And civil rights under 42. We don't need civil rights. We have goddamn rights by the Bill of Rights, but under our law, the supreme, superior, absolute, unalienable fucking law of December 15, 1791, we have all we fucking need to fucking take these motherfuckers out and live happily ever after, and we fucking know it. People can't get everybody on the same page. Yeah, I wouldn't mind having a couple of slaves, you know? And you're going to end up being the fucking slave. You're going to end up being dispossessed. You're going to end up having nothing. You think that you can fucking get through this? You fucking try it. They're going to wipe your fucking ass out. If you do not stand up and fight these son of a bitches, they're going to win. If you don't fight, they fucking win. That's all there is to it. You're at war, dumbasses.
Hey, Henry.
Yes, sir.
Hey, you know, I was, you know, when I was telling you about that, about those school rolls, right? From the looks of it, man, it looked like they already have us outnumbered in the future. And when he told me, like, man, most of these kids in here, like, are Hispanic, I was like, oh, wow. Or they, you know, from, you know, Guatemala, Honduras, Belize, you know, somewhere in Central and South America, you know, they're from that area. So basically he's like, to be honest with you, he said, man, they have Americans outnumbered. And he said, if you want to break it up into race, he said, to be honest with you, they have blacks, whites. We're outnumbered in these schools in the future already.
Oh, yeah. You know, we've allowed this shit. We could have stopped this so goddamn easy. It's not even funny. But I mean, people just fucking, well, I'm good to do my, I got money. I want to go to the coast. I want to go do this. I want to go have some fun. Instead of, and ignoring the goddamn a fucking invading army. This is unheard of in history. President Donald Trump. Here we are again playing this left-right bullshit. I don't want to play any more of his crap. Enacted 42 U.S. Code, Section 265 during the initial COVID-19 that doesn't exist. COVID-19 never existed. It never will exist. It's a con. So he's a part of it. Mr. Fucking Warp Speed. He's the one that introduced you to the shot that hadn't even given to a rat and said it was all right. Go ahead and give it to them fucking goyim. I'm the king of the Jews. Outbreak in 2020, which gave the U.S. the added ability to automatically expel people who crossed the border illegally. The day Joe Biden was installed as president, he sat down at the Resolute desk in the Oval Office and began signing a tower of executive orders, all which were designed to quickly implement a far-left anti-American first agenda. He does not have the authority to make law. Especially law that defies the people's fucking jurisdictional authority. We are supposed to shoot his ass if he tries it. He is not, even if you had the three branches of government, which you never did, because there was never a constitution. The executive branch doesn't make law. Fuck. That included several executive orders reversing the strict immigration and border enforcement policies. Reversing. He can change law. This is a goddamn dictator, ain't it? Or am I missing something here? That Donald Trump had implemented, all of which combined to produce the lowest levels of illegal immigration and the smuggling of dangerous drugs we have seen. Bullshit. All during that time, all they did, they were doing it in the fucking private fucking train goddamn depots. They were pumping them in here. The whole fucking time he was in there. And the drugs were pumping. We had fucking record goddamn deaths from fucking fentanyl, didn't we? Where in the hell was it coming from, if not from his buddies on the fucking train? Re-electing Biden and the Democrats next year will literally mean the end of our nation as it was. Well, you know, if you're not getting on that goddamn single page, all of our fucking people, like we are bound to one another to do, and kicking these fuckers out, left, right, Democrat, Republican, phony motherfucking party politic motherfuckers. Where, how can you have a country of individuals with party politics? It's stupid. It's an oxymoron. But we're supposed to be this goddamn stupid, people. Make no mistake about it. We're supposed to be this stupid. I think we're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
He rode in from the west with an eye for a dollar to make. He pitched us a sail about healing an oil from a snake. The barkeep, he warned him, but the man did not comprehend how strangers round here disappear like straw in the wind. Two young birds. some northern town. He treated her good till the sun and the whiskey went down. Did the bruise on her face test the patience of all of her kin? Or do strangers round here disappear like straw in the wind? When he drank since his wife passed away. But he's good to the kids and the crops that he sells are fair trade. But a traveling man had enough and took a pipe to his chin. That traveling man disappeared like straw in the wind. Oh, if the mouth of this river could talk, here's what it would say. If you come here with good in your heart, you'll be on your way. Oh, but I'm not the one here who judged another man's sin, or made strangers round here disappear like straw in the wind. Oh, the strangers round here disappear like straw.
Listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5, Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon 97624. Your contributions are appreciated and needed. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It's 12:37. Oh, we're almost right again. My clock is off. It's strange. There's got to be something every fucking day, doesn't there? I mean, it's just like, you can't get, because you know that I'm not going to talk nice about you. I just can't make myself do it. Because you're pieces of fucking shit. And they're talking about this mad panic with this Russian evacuates town near, goddamn if I say that, Zaporizhzhia. Now see if somebody, well, you can't pronounce words. I don't talk Russian. Plant by BBC, and, you know, they're evacuating by this power plant because somebody might bomb it. You know what? I'm going to tell you guys a little secret. This is dis-fucking-straction. The Soviet Union is not going, I mean, the fucking Russia is not going to be beat in any war. They cannot be beat in any war. And they said, well, we'll do regime change from within. Putin is ex-fucking KGB, the head of the KGB. You think that motherfucker hasn't got his finger on every fucking pulse around him? There ain't going to fucking, forget it. It can't be done. That's why the whole mutual assured destruction was put in place. So none of these countries could be fucking taken. They can't. Oh, man. Let's see here. What I missed.
Hey, Henry.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I was just going to let you know, man, I sent those to you already. I just sent those to you already.
Okay.
All righty. Thank you.
Talking down. Okay. Ugly old Clinton. I guess we can do recall notice SD BIOS sin. So I love the fucking, all this medical fucking jargon too. I didn't go to medical school. I don't read medical dictionaries either. So Bio Sensor Incorporated requests the discontinuation of use and disposal of specific pilot COVID-19 doesn't exist at home test in the United States due to microbial contamination in the liquid buffer solution HP market withdrawal safety alerts recalls notice SD Bio Sensor Incorporated requests discontinuation use and disposal of specific pilotum COVID-19 doesn't exist. COVID-19 doesn't fucking exist. Recall notice SD Biosensor Incorporated requests the discontinuation of use and disposal of specific pilot COVID-19 doesn't exist. COVID, every chance they get, they want to shove it in there about 20 fucking times. It does not exist. We've established that, and there's more of us than they are. Used to fuck you. At-home tests in the United States due to microbial contamination in the liquid buffer solution. And they show this thing here. Huh. And then I got Clinton. I got downtown San Francisco. We already did. Remarkable video from Fox drone team shows an enormous line of hundreds of migrants who just crossed illegally into Brownsville, Texas. Well, they're already starting. This evening, a large majority of them are single adults. No. Somebody mentioned that. The RGV continues to see a massive surge of illegal crossings ahead of T-42 drop. You son of a bitches. A remarkable video from our Fox drone team shows an enormous line of hundreds of migrants. They're not migrants. In fucking invaders. When men of fucking fighting age are crossing your fucking border, and that's what most of them are. They're coming to fight you, you stupid ass. And it's not your stupid ass. You're a coward ass. Texas this evening, a large majority of them are single adults. The RGV continues to see a massive surge of illegal crossings ahead of T-42 drop. See, adults. They are fucking adults. Single adults. That means they're coming to fucking fight. Make no mistake about it. God damn, I guess this is about all the fuck we have. They didn't get me up very much stories today. Well, if World War III breaks out, will it take only 12 smart missiles or SARMAT missiles for Russia to convert entire America into radioactive wasteland? Well, whatever you do, it's going to go back the other fucking way. What do you think? They're not going to fire back. Don't buy into this shit. There is shit. There wasn't, like, I wish I could do these goddamn videos. Because this is where the real shit is. Ukraine war, mad panic as Russia evacuates town near, I can't say that goddamn word, and I'm not gonna. Plant by BBC. Russia has sparked a mad panic as it evacuates a town near the contested, goddamn it, Zaporizhzhia. I mean, fucking, I don't speak goddamn Russian. I don't speak no other fucking language but English, and I'm not gonna fucking try to pronounce that goddamn word. Russia has told people to leave 18 settlements in the whatever in the fuck it is region, including Inhodar near the plant ahead of Kiev's anticipated defense. So their anticipated defense is to attack a fucking nuclear facility? Really? Who's the genius in charge here? The UN nuclear watchdog warned a severe nuclear accident could occur. Do you think? You start dropping bombs around the nuclear plant, something bad could go wrong? You guys figured that out, did you? Speaking to the BBC News Hour program, Rafael Rafael, see who in the hell's running your country, people? Fucking who's running it? I mean, really running it. The director of the International Atomic Energy Agency said the evacuation of residents near the nuclear facility indicated the possibility of heavy fighting between Russian and Ukrainian forces around the plant. Of course they would do that. This is just to fucking scare your ass. Yeah, I ain't afraid. Fuck, you've destroyed this goddamn planet. You've destroyed my goddamn life. You think I give a monk's fuck? Go ahead and push buttons. Although its reactors are not producing electricity, they were still loaded with nuclear material, he said. They got to throw this, like they would ever do this. They would not do this, people. I'm telling you right now. They would not fucking do this. I got to see how much time. We're going to stop a little early because I really have fucking nothing. I'm going to have to talk to these guys and tell them I can't do fucking videos yet, not until we get here and get this card fixed. That being said, we're going to cut it a little bit short today. Let me see what time is it, 2:41, only 15 minutes short. And we'll be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast of the Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches. And until then, don't be just, man, think about a million people crossing your southern border. That's the main goddamn thing should be in your mind. And the criminal activity of the fucking Biden cartel right out in your fucking face. They've told you that they've done it. I mean, they have all the fucking evidence, just like with Hillary Clinton, and nothing is going to be done until you fucking ruck up and do it. And if you can't get on that goddamn page, you are going to destroy us all. You fucking selfish son of a bitches. I mean, this gives you everything, more than you could even have. And you still won't do it because you don't get exclusivism. You don't get to look down your goddamn nose at somebody, do you? It's not in the program. You just don't get a fucking be a fucking, you know, that's who they elevated to the fucking top. The fucking people who had been with the wind, the people who had sucked somebody's ass to get past them on the fucking ladder. That's who they elevated to the fucking top. That's who they gave the fucking political power to. They gave it to the son of a bitches that will fucking betray you, that would betray their own fucking mothers. But they're dumb. They are some dumb, dumb son of a bitches. All they know is that fucking, well, I kiss the right fucking ass, man. I get to take my vacation and go over to the coast and fucking or elk hunting in fucking Alaska. Why don't I have, I just got to come back and kiss that ass. And I don't even have to know anything. They'll hire somebody to be the brains for the operation. And I'll pretend like I'm, you know, that person's brains. I hate to start off this short. I really do. Because there ain't no fucking, we can still talk about the goddamn, what's going on in this goddamn country, really? What do you see in your fucking towns? Because what I see in my fucking town, I mean, you go to fucking Klamath Falls, it is fucking goddamn people that have been mental patients all over the fucking place. I shit you not. You can't even get a goddamn basket to go into a grocery store when all the baskets got these big fucking poles on them so no, they can't get them out the goddamn door. And these motherfuckers are everywhere and they're getting fucking pushy. I heard they're getting pushy. Push me, you motherfucker. You go down hard, you piece of shit. And then you have the goddamn, I mean, like complete streets. These were beautiful parts of town. I mean, this is, were nice homes. People, you know, paid a lot. I mean, their property values have got to gone to shit. But they tow fucking goddamn old motor homes that don't even have motors in them and shit. And they line the whole fucking street with them. And then you got on the fucking street, on sidewalks, people fucking heroin, fucking You name the fucking drug, needles everywhere, that people can't let their kids go outside because one of these monsters might fucking attack them. I mean, they're sick son of a bitches. And they really don't give a fuck. They don't give a fuck about you. They don't give a fuck about me. They're mental patients. They were taken out of mental institutions where they should have, I mean, they were kept there because they were a danger to society. Why did they take them out of those mental institutions and drop them in this? I mean, this was, I don't like cities, none at all. I'll be honest with you. Like Klamath Falls back when I was young, you know, I've been on 25,000. And when I was a kid, you know, I fucking would actually look forward into going into town, go watch a movie, go play some pool, go to a bar, you know, go have some fun. But now I think of going to that town, I want to puke. I don't want to go there. I dread it. Big lines. We never had lines. But now, I mean, within the three or four fucking years of this lie of COVID, this phony fucking fraudulent lie of COVID, in those fucking years, I have seen that town turn to a shit fucking hole. Another Northern California shit fucking hole. Turned that way by the same people who turned Southern California into a shit fucking hole. They're the same fucking, and they're out here fucking developing the goddamn, I mean, they're supposed to be here to, like the Indians and the fucking developers are all one in one here. This ground ain't so fucking sacred if we can get enough money out of it again for the fourth fucking time. My God, do you care about the land, you people here? I know some of you do. I know some of you are sickened by this. They've destroyed our fucking lives. They've taken everything. They've killed our loved ones. And we still sit here and do fucking nothing. It's disgusting and it'll remain disgusting. And I'm going to cut it off there. And that is the word from the trenches.
Come on.